Keenum is in the gun from his 39. Four-man front, six in the secondary. Shotgun snap. He moves up. He throws a long line drive on the near side. Leaping to a catch made. It's made by, oh my goodness, it's going to go in for the touchdown. Grab by Diggs. He broke a tackle. 61-yard touchdown throw. The Vikings have won. The Minnesota Vikings have won.
That was Kevin Harlan via Westwood One, as heard right here on Sports Radio 610. One of the most epic plays in the history of the NFL playoffs. Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs for 61 yards, a walk-off win for the Minnesota Vikings. The best play in the history of the Minnesota Vikings franchise. Melts down at the bottom of the hour. I feel happy for Case Keenum. I genuinely do.
Yeah.
My only thing, here's the parallel I'll draw. Somebody texted in earlier and basically said, Mike, were you wrong on Case Keenum? Is that a lot of the people who were Case Keenum fans and supporters felt like he always had this season in him?
Yeah.
I feel, and you can tell me if I'm taking this analogy too far, I feel like this would be a little bit like me saying, you know, I watched every game that Tom Brady played at Michigan in 1998 and 1999, and I knew that he would go on to be one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
Right.
Maybe that's carrying it.
That's a little bit different because Tom Brady didn't have the extreme statistical success that Case did in college.
He did not.
So there is a difference there. I think that's all. You know what? I'll say this. I don't know why some people get so worked up about this. I'll say both on the sports radio host side and on the Keenumite side. This is the thing. Case Keenum always had a certain flash of something that coaches really liked. Yeah. That's how he stuck around as long as he has. Until this season, that's how he stuck around. Gary Kubiak really liked Case Keenum. And it used to bother me that people acted like Gary Kubiak had it in for Case Keenum when Gary Kubiak was the guy keeping Case Keenum in the league for a little while.
Yes.
And the problem with Case was that some of the issues that he had are ones that aren't typically ironed out of people. Like, he had serious issues with his pocket presence and awareness. He would make really bad decisions, and he didn't have the arm to bail himself out of that. So you had this guy that, like, you can talk about the offensive line, all these other things. He was completing 55% of his passes. He was throwing too many interceptions, and a lot of the interceptions were of the variety where he would just throw a rainbow of a pass, a duck of a ball in the air under circumstances where he really shouldn't do it. So I understand how coaches would say, all right, I don't know how much I can improve on here. I don't know what we can do with him, because I certainly like him and I like the other side of him. So where I'll give Case Keenum a whole lot of credit, and I'm going to do this too. I don't think even people from University of Houston that love Case Keenum understand what a challenge it is to overcome playing in that college system when you go to the NFL. That Case got away with a lot of passes that would be pick sixes in the NFL, but were touchdowns in college. Because the system is so good, because he was working with some really good wide receivers, he knew what he couldn't get away with in college, and it didn't hurt him. When he got to the NFL, it took several years for him to really understand and learn exactly how he needed to operate as an NFL quarterback. So, were the Texans wrong to let him go several years ago? It depends on what you think of what you should do with backup quarterbacks and how long they should stick around as developmental prospects.
And then also what led directly to his improvement over the course of this season.
Yeah.
In that, you know, like, this is probably a weird example, but in a different sport, Kyle Lowry, when he was here with the Rockets, was a good player. I mean, there were times where Brad and I would discuss, should Kyle Lowry be an all-star? When he got to Toronto after that trade, he became a substantially better player, a legitimate all-star player. And one of the things he said was that he realized he kind of took to heart what Kevin McHale was saying to him in that year that they were together.
Yeah.
So you wonder, is part of the reason why Case is this good, and he's been really good this season, is part of that success the fact that he did bounce around from Houston to St. Louis to Los Angeles, now to the Vikings?
You need to be run through the ringer a little bit. And maybe. I think part of it, too, and this is, again, this is a... because 32 teams in the NFL didn't look at Case Keenum as a starter, including the Minnesota Vikings. You know, yes. Mike Zimmer was very coy for a long time about really throwing his full support behind Case Keenum this year. He really wanted to see it before he believed it. And it's because I think there's no replacement for getting in live action and getting knocked around a little bit. And I think you learn a lot of lessons when you do that. And there's only so much you can do in practice. You know, some guys, now if you have first round skill and talent and arm capability and everything, you can overcome a whole lot of that. But he just needed enough, he needed enough times to kind of get thrown out there, make some of the mistakes he did, and learn from it to where you have this now. And I guess the only other question would be, like, which other guys are out there? Like, which guys are there like Case Keenum that maybe didn't get picked up this offseason? Like, if Case Keenum hadn't gotten picked off this season by the Vikings and just ended up sitting out the whole season, would he have ever gotten a chance again? And it just shows you, like, how little...
I would have to think about that
how
question.
Little of a science it actually is.
Yeah.
It's just flat out... There's no way... I'll excuse every team in the league, because looking at what he'd put on film... And I'll say this in front of a, it doesn't matter how bad the offensive line that he was playing behind was, or whoever was injured on wide receiver. There were some things that he was doing that were just like, I don't know if I could have ironed out, like bailing out of the pocket, you know, running backwards when there's trouble, not, you know, throwing
handling
some of the
blitz.
Yeah. Like, handling the blitz, he was just completely
lost.
Bad. Like, he had to get a lot better at all that. So I'll give him I give him a ton of credit for sticking around like he did and actually getting better in that time. Cause he's just a bona fide good quarterback now.
I mean, I think you know this about me. And hopefully people know this. I don't mind being wrong about things. I'm wrong often about things. And I would say there are probably two things that I've been wrong about with Case Keenum. Thing number one is I was wrong that Case Keenum, if you had asked me 3 or 4 years ago, could Case Keenum have a season where he threw for 3,500 yards in 15 games, 22 touchdowns, 7 picks with a QBR of 71? I would have said, no, I don't think that he's good enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not think that Case Keenum had this kind of season in him, number one. And I guess the second thing was what you mentioned a few minutes ago, which is, I guess, based on his success, we could say what the Texans should have done a few years ago is kept him around. I guess that could... If I'm wrong about that, then I will concede being wrong about
that. Is there any part of... With Case locally...
Yeah.
I wonder, is there any almost like Tebow effect where... A coach doesn't want to have to deal with like the uproar of support for Case, so that whenever your starting quarterback is struggling,
maybe
there's going to be a huge contingency or contingent. I always mess that up. Of fans that are like very vocal for Case. I don't know. And then, like, is that fair to Case? No, certainly not. But maybe that fed into it a little bit.
I think that might be the case.
Because there are other guys.
No pun intended.
There are other guys like Case Keenum that. Always have, there's a little something about them that you just, you're always wondering, like, all right, what if this guy could just stick around,
and
if he could just spend some time behind somebody. Well, and
we felt that way about Case.
You know, even like Vince Young or some of these other quarterbacks that I wish could have had time to really sit behind somebody as a backup and really learn the spot, you know, and just have some time to learn a whole system and to be there and to kind of grow into being an NFL quarterback. I think there are various other guys that just... It didn't work out for them, but that's where it takes such tenacity out of a guy like Case to stick around.
I mean, there's always been some level of magic to Case's game. I would definitely say that. We saw that in 2013, the throws to Andre Johnson against the Colts, the crazy plays that he made. That play in Kansas City in 2013, he was rolling it all over the place and he heaved it up to Andre. There's always been that elements of magic to his game. My whole thing was just the consistency and dealing with pressure and dealing with the blitz. That's what was not there and now is in Minnesota. And we'll see what happens on Sunday, because they obviously have a great chance, and I think they'll win that game on Sunday in Philly.
And then there's some people, we've got one guy saying that everybody's getting out of control. He was 10 seconds away from being just another quarterback. Like, that's not fair to Case for a couple reasons. One, if you just look at the season he had and the production that he had a very, very good season. He just flat out did. And then I think the other misconception is that he's playing behind this spectacular offensive line. That offensive line is banged up and beleaguered right now. They were not a good offensive line in that game. They haven't been for a few weeks now. He's doing a lot of that by really understanding where to move within the pocket, how to extend plays but do it safely. He still takes some chances and risks that I don't like, but he's just become a smarter NFL quarterback. And again, I don't know how much of this is what they can't project right now. Guys that come from spread systems, especially extreme spread systems, they never have the chance to learn pocket skills, because a college pocket is just not the same as an NFL pocket when you're running that system. And so how long does that take? Like, how much of a chance do you give a guy to really learn those pocket skills? For Case, it took, what are we now, four years? Yeah.
In the meltdown, I hated this decision by the Steelers on Sunday